Hello and welcome to today's podcast. I'm Michael Dinan, Group Managing Editor of TMCNet, and we're here today to talk about Voice XML-based Interactive Voice Response, or IVR systems, with a company that delivers a combination of high performance, versatile, and scalable IVR. Plum Voice provides custom IVR solutions and services, and the company has worked with companies that range from healthcare providers, in one case tracking cancer patients' symptoms, to museums, in one case enriching the artwork viewing experience for museum goers with custom audio content. So we're pleased today to welcome Plum Voice's CEO, Andrew Kwan. Welcome, Andrew.
Hi there. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine. Let's sort of start with a very general question and just talk a little bit about voice XML technology. I think probably all of our listeners are familiar with the technology, whether they know it or not. Talk to us a little bit about what voice XML is and how it factors into IVR.
So voice XML is very much rooted in the same philosophy that HTML was developed. It's really meant to provide a means of quick and dynamic scripting from an application server. But in this case, instead of actually having that dynamic scripting driving a web form, you know, a two-dimensional representation of information you want to provide or collect from the user, voice XML being dynamically generated by your application server is meant to drive a serial call dialogue. And, you know, really, this is a big change from the way IVR had been historically done since for decades now. IVR had always been a monolithic platform where the driver for the call interface, the operating system, the server itself, all of that, you write this gigantic stack of code and you run it, and it would be costly and difficult, and, you know, changes would be time-consuming. Again, with voice XML, you know, borrowing a lot of the philosophy from web development, with HTML, it's all driven by application servers, and thus it's all script-driven. So you've actually modularized and separated the call handling portion from the actual dialogue direction.
It sounds like voice XML has helped make IVR simpler and maybe more affordable for companies. Would that be accurate?
Yeah. You know, again, going back to the web analogy, it's a lot cheaper to hire an HTML programmer than a C programmer, and the same goes with voice XML. And not only that, but if you get a good programmer working on this stuff, they can crank out a voice XML script, you know, in a matter of days as opposed to a matter of weeks the way it used to be done.
Let's talk a little bit about Plum Voice systems in particular. Talk about your voice XML systems. What is your value proposition?
You know, our value proposition is that we are able to provide a platform at a, you know, reasonable rate per port, but more importantly, we drive down the customer's cost of developing software for this platform. So, you know, again, you know, going back to the old model of IVR development, you would buy a box, you would buy the telephony hardware that goes into it and pay for an SDK, and then you would be paying for a very expensive programmer to write code for that platform. But again, you know, leveraging the open standard voice XML language, you no longer have to put down that very large investment in a dedicated programmer for your IVR platform. Instead, you know, you can oftentimes borrow existing web programming resources in your organization to write code for this IVR system.
Well, thanks for that response. My final question is just to talk a little bit to the end user about IVR, especially in, you know, the economy, which has been slow, we all know, for at least a year, longer in many industries. Customer-facing companies are struggling, and there's a lot of competition to hold on to customers. Speaking from the business's point of view, for example, a Plum Voice client who might be interested in developing an IVR system, what sort of advantages does IVR bring to a business, a customer-facing company that's seeking to retain its clients?
Look, you know, customers ultimately want to get answers to their questions as quickly as possible. And anybody who's run a call center, it becomes readily apparent that some large percentage of the calls are the same handful of questions being asked over and over and over again. And those questions can be automated. And really what IVR does here is really expand the services that these companies can provide for their end users. So instead of having, you know, all the staff, you know, specialized staff oftentimes tied up answering those same questions all the time, those questions can be automated, and you really reserve that staff for the questions that actually require a human being to make decisions and make judgments and pretty much just get a little creative for, you know, helping out your customers. So, you know, in the end, you know, you take a call center staff of 100 people, and whereas before they really had, you know, assuming that 60% of the questions were repeat questions, you know, really only 40 of those people were doing, you know, higher value work. Instead now with, you know, with 100 customer service agents and, you know, 150 IVR ports, all of a sudden, you know, the 60%, the 150 ports worth of traffic can be handled by the IVR for stuff like, hey, what's my account balance, or how much do I owe, or can I make a payment on this, you know, this parking ticket I got, you know, whatever that repeat process is, can be handled by those 150 ports. And then now you have the 100 remaining actual human beings answering the tough questions that can't be handled by a computer.
Well, thank you for that response, Andrew, and for all the information you've given us today. That's all the time we have for today's podcast. We've been talking about voice XML-based IVR with Plum Voice's CEO, Andrew Kwan. For more information, visit the company's website at plumvoice.com or visit the company's IVR system channel on tmcnet.com. Thank you.